Father, Thy alone are the King sitting on the throne of my heart. May I always remember not myself, but Thee. All those who come to me, bless them. Thou art my life, my love, my everything. To Thee I pledge unconditional loyalty. May Thy love shine forever on a sanctuary of my devotion. And may I be able to awaken Thy love in all hearts. As Thou hast given me the will, strength, and power to bring other souls back to Thy grace, those who have wandered, brothers and sisters, straying on the pathway of incarnations, make me the transparent medium through which Thy light enters their hearts, dispelling darkness forevermore. Father, Mother, Friend, Beloved God, I thank Thee from my inmost soul that Thou hast graced my life with Thine omnipresence. Help me to spread Thy message. I want to extol not myself, but Thee. Be Thou the speaker through my voice. May my will always express Thy will. Be Thou the only desire behind all my desires. All Thy devotees who come to me, I offer at Thy feet. Change them, Father. Do for them as Thou wilt. Not my wish, but Thine, for Thou art the Lord of my heart. Thou hast ever blessed me by granting all my prayers. In this closing chapter of my life, be Thou the one life guiding me, giving me the soul longing to place Thee in the hearts of all devotees Thou hast sent me. May Thy greatest blessing be that they remain constantly with Thee, in wakeful hours and in time of sleep and dreams, with Thee ever through eternity, and feeling Thy presence even in this dream of incarnations. Be Thou alone the King, reigning in their hearts. All my love, all my devotion, all my loyalty I pour at Thy feet. For I see the dreams of this life have all passed away, and Thou alone art ever my beloved. May I arouse that love in the hearts of others, that they see Thy presence behind the delusion of this life. What word shall I speak from the sincerity of my heart? The greatest gift I have to bestow on those I love, Thy devotees, is awakening Thy love in their hearts for Thy love's sake. Father, Mother, Friend, Beloved God, no more with word will I pray, but with my heart, the fervor of my intuition, for I know Thou art listening to my voice of prayer and to every call of my soul. Father, Mother, Friend, Beloved God, unite our thoughts at the boundless altar where Thine omnipresence may shine forth. Let us realize that Thou art the true goal we are seeking, be not indifferent to us, though we be indifferent to thee. Remember us, though we remember thee not. Our loyalty to thee may come and go, but ever art thou the unfaltering friend. Receive the unctuous fervor of our souls. Many times has the nightingale song of sense pleasures lured away our love from thee. Now accept our undying devotion. We pour the offering of all desires at thy holy feet. O Lord, receive us. Thou wilt not cast us away. Thou art mighty to save thy devotees. We cannot be lost, for we are thine. Thou art the immortal shelter, forsaking us never. Though we have sought the desires and ambitions of this life, we now see they were only thy tests to bring us at last into thine arms. May we not be engrossed in trivial thoughts, moods, and the habits of incarnations. Protect us from ourselves. Test us with delusion, with punishment, if it be thy will. But let us never be oblivious of thy loving presence. Beloved God, I am thine, thou art mine. I am thine, thou art mine, forever and forever and forever. Amen. Behind my devotion, behind my tender perceptions, behind my inmost soul, I perceive thou art evermore. Just behind the atmosphere, just behind the sunshine, just behind my heart, just behind my love, art thou, O infinite. Make us realize that it is thou only that we crave. Make us realize thou art not only in the farthest star, but twinkling in our thoughts, sparkling in our feelings, and vitalizing our will. Thou art our Father, we are thy children. Teach us to love thee as Jesus loved thee, as Mohammed loved, and as Krishna and our great gurus loved thee, O God. Teach us to love thee with the intoxicating love of the saints, that we may realize that thou art the ocean and our love is the wave. Teach us no more to pray with words, but with our souls. Father, break thy vow of silence. Speak to us through our thoughts. May all men realize thy nearness, O God, maker of our tenderest thoughts. Make us in thine image. We offer thee our adoration, our soul yearnings. We invoke thy presence, O God. Open the stars, open the blue, open the doors of blossoms, and call our thoughts and feelings, and nature and history, and show to us thy great presence, Father. Almighty Being, our beloved God, with every cell of our bodies, with every thought of our beings, we long for thee. We offer to thee our devotion. bless us with calmness and understanding and right effort, that we may see all the rivers of our desires moving toward thy presence within and without. With burning hearts, with flaming soul, with ardent minds, we lay at thy feet of omnipresence all the flowers of our devotion. Receive us, O God and Gurus, that we may rejoice with thee in heaven. Free from disease and death, sorrows and trouble, problems and hatred, war and suffering. May all these dream delusions vanish before the light of our communion with thee. Father, Mother, Friend, Beloved God, knowing thee, being entranced with the eternal joy of thee, we have no interest in temptations, no fear of any of your tests. Divine Mother, not your good we are, thy children. You love us unconditionally, and we unconditionally love you. We come to you not as beggars, but as thy children, and we demand that you reveal thyself into us. Reveal thyself. Reveal thyself. Sunder forever the cords of karma that bind us. Nothing can hold us, for we are thy children, heading for our home in thee. With your grace and blessings, on our effort we shall find thee at last. We promise before thee to strive, to give up all lesser desires, that we may concentrate our attention on love for thee. Weeping tears of joyous longing at thy feet. Bless us with the devotion to cry for you in the silence of the night, that Satan will fly away from us, frightened by our cries for thee, frightened by thy response. Protect us in the castle of thy presence. Let not Satan delude us ever. By thy glance of grace, dispel Satan's power and drive him away forever. Our hearts are thine. It is but the beginning of our acquaintance with you, O Lord, the beginning into eternity. We love thee with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our strengths, with all our souls. We surrender ourselves unto thee, that our bodies, our minds, and soul be purified by thy presence. Forget us not, though we forget thee. Remember us, though we remember thee not. Be not indifferent unto us. Free us from the all-consuming delusion and entrance us with thy love alone. Lift us on thy lap, O Mother. Cast us not at death's door. All dreams of delusions are finished for me. The dream of this world is over, Lord. Thou art the only reality behind this dream world. Thou art the only ambition of my soul, the only goal of my life. Thou art the guru, the master, and the lover, the friend, and the only beloved I seek. Let the glory of the universal Christ descend upon us. May we feel that presence pouring through our hearts, trickling through our minds, and our hands and feet. Reveal thyself into us. Throughout all pathways of our lives, bless us, thy devotees, that we be not deluded, even for a moment, to settle for anything less than thy love in our hearts. Thou art our true beloved, such a joy, such a bliss, glory is eternal. Where is desire? Where is separation? They fade away before the brilliance of thy avenue joy. O Spirit, what can match thy love? Beloved of my heart, beloved of all hearts, Lord of lords, God of gods, Father, Mother, Friend, beloved God, thy glory is great. I shun everything that does not remain me of thee. I welcome everything that reflects thee. O Spirit Divine, thou hast brought thy devotees here. No word shall I preach, but rather give to them thy love with the bouquet of my heart. Spirit Divine, permeate our heart with thy glory, fill our soul with thy spirit. Be thou established within us forever. Thou alone, O Spirit, thou alone. We bow to thee again and again. We offer our love at thy roseate feet. With thy joy, O Spirit, pull our consciousness within. Absorb in thy cosmic joy the distracting sensations of the flesh. Delude us not with the little body when thy joy is waiting right behind the veil of silence. With thy help, we'll tear the veil. Delude us no more with thy cosmic delusion, but fill us with thy love, that we may realize thou art the one, the only one we seek. All ambitions I lay at thy feet, O mighty divine, thy love alone suffices. Take even my life this instant, if it is thy wish. I want naught else but thee, only thee. In the hearts of thy devotees, I shall commune with thee. I will waste no time, but use each moment to taste thy name, impressed in the consciousness of all hearts that love thee. That is what I want. Thou who art the eternal treasure of heaven, what more could I desire than the glory of thy spirit? O Spirit divine, with my life, with my mind, with all the wisdom and perception I receive from thee and from my beloved Guru, I take again and again this solemn vow in my heart, eternal allegiance to thee, and all my love, the devotees who love thee. Spirit, be with us. Be with us. Such a joy, such a joy. O blessedness of spirits. O blessedness of thy glory. What shall I speak but of thy love? Nay, fill our heart with thy love. That is all I want. Souls, this love that I feel, let there be no other desire, no other ambition, but to receive and express thy joy, thy wisdom, thy beauty eternal. We live, move, and have our being in thee, O Lord. This body is worthwhile even on the soil of flesh. Mind and soul, we sow the seed of thy love and reap the harvest of thy bliss. So much joy and happiness unending locked in our souls, why do we beg for this and that from the world? Bring us to the boundless shores of all fulfillment in Christ consciousness. How many hours, days and years have passed in material pursuit and attachment? O Lord, break down the imprisoning walls of vanity and ego. Destroy the desire for name, fame, and power. Everything we lay at thy feet, beloved one, for we came here on earth to glorify thy name alone. What is the use of our existence here if you do not come unto us? Many incarnations have been wasted. Let it not be true of this one, and bless us to help us make the greatest effort to find thee in this life. O Lord, you have the power to kindle divine love in all hearts. You can bless your devotees with longing for thee night and day. Give us thy love, that we no longer have to call entreatingly to you, that the instant we think of you, our hearts and soul will be choked with thy love divine. I pray for all thy devotees that morning, noon and night, they sing thy name, thy holy name, not else. How blessed we are if even for a moment we have sung of thee. In the light of thy name all our sins vanished, and we dream no more the mortal dream of delusion. We are thy children. The birthmark of infinity is in our souls. Thy kiss of immortality is on our brows. The blessing of thine outstretched hands rest eternally upon us. Make us realize our oneness with thee. Awaken us permanently from the dream of delusion, that we may remember unceasingly that we are thine immortal children. Though the nightmares of death and delusion dance around us, we are untouched by them. Let Satan not delude those who are seeking thee. He is strong, but your love is greater, omnipotent. One touch of thy grace can drive Satan from the hearts of all. Father, one or two of those devotees you sent to me have slipped away into delusion's mire. I pray for them. Let none succumb to Satan. I pray that for many here this long deep meditation today will mean the last of Satan in their lives. With folded hands, with heart full of joy, we bow to thee. Oh, such a joy, beloved one. What have I done to deserve this great bliss that filled my beings? I desire to live only to drink thy name from the chalice of all hearts. Naught else do I crave but thee. All other desires I have renounced. Everything I lay at thy feet for thy love alone. Bless me that I may give thy love to all, that they also may know thy love and my goodwill toward them. O Lord, I am but thy student, thy disciple. I am here only to speak of thy love, of remembrance of thee. Oh, what glory, what joy. Where is there in anything, Lord? What is there in anything, Lord? Everything is but a dream to me. Where is my body? I see too but a gross dream. Oh, beloved, oh God, O Father, Mother, Friend, all the mother love of incarnations is crushed into thy one love. You are the beloved behind all beloveds, the lover behind all lovers, the friend behind all friends, the relative behind all relatives. I cannot recognize any relationship as greater than my relationship with you. All human relationships are dead without thee. Make all realize that thou art the only love, the only reality. I stand on the brink of eternity, ready to jump from the world of delusion into thee. But I want to take the world with me. Let me not see any face that does not reflect thoughts of thee and love for thee, my beloved God. I love all, even though those who are avow themselves my enemies, for I see thee in every being. Bless me that my hands and feet, my speech, thoughts and feelings be always busy for thee. May I speak of thy love to all, for it is thy will that I speak of thee. Let me spend not a moment away from thee.